Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning all. So a brief update on the communication, starting with the communication channels, which is the first slide. As you know, the convention is presented is on the on social media through different so the convention is represented on several social media, and obviously we encourage you all to follow us if you're not at the moment. And here you can see the progress in terms of number of followers on different social media since 2022 when we started, and it's quite impressive. I mean, if you can, if you look just as at LinkedIn, for example, the increase since 2022 is by 180%, and we have no more than close to 2,000 followers. So it means that on LinkedIn, so it means that you know the content that provided by the convention and the protocol is well shared amongst our audience. So apart from social media, we have what I would say like the more traditional media as well, the traditional communication channels. We have a newsletter. Again, you are more than welcome to sign up. It's released every 3 to 4 months and sent to all our to all people registered, and also through the very good cooperation we have with our UNEC colleagues in the information team, we are also releasing articles when there are like major events or updates, and they are released on the UNEC website. And just for information, since 2023, since the last working group meeting, there have been 20 articles published on that website on water and the work on the Water Convention. So also quite active on these media channels. Just to give you an example of a media impact of the Water Convention, it was during the World Water Day this year on the theme Water and Peace. It's been presented to you, I think, yesterday. Just to highlight the fact that it's been quite a successful media campaign with a very high visibility. We've noted close to a bit more than 350 articles in 8 languages that were published on Water and Peace and the relation with water, the Water Convention. Very good and impactful interviews. Our executive secretary, Sonia, did interview in German, and it was very much used in the German-speaking press. So there are, here you have a couple of titles on the slides, and also, last but not least, the Secretary General of the UN mentioned and urged countries to access to the Water Convention during his message. So I think that was very good media coverage for the Water Convention during this this specific day. Next, so a bit something we wanted to come back on is the it's not a communication, but this time it's a communication channel. It's the role of the focal points to the Water Convention. As you know, they are very, very important. They are the main channel of communication between the Secretariat, the country, and other countries on convention-related matters. So they are really key, just in a two-way communication channel between the convention and with other countries as well. They have a key role in promoting and for parties implementing the convention as outlined in the strategy. And here you have the list of the main responsibilities that that were discussed and agreed for the focal points to the Water Convention. And I think just to mention a few of them, obviously it's receive notification, so receive all the communication. If you take another one, so just to, for example, we discussed yesterday reporting on SDG indicator 652, and this is also the role of the focal point to the convention to in country to make sure there are this consultative process to report under 652. And the rest of the list, I think you can directly see on the slide. Just to mention also, as you can see at the bottom of the slide, that the list of current focal points is available on the UNEC website and updated frequently. So we encourage you to have a look at this list to make sure that all the names there are up to date. Just a brief recap regarding the focal points, as you know, we have 52 parties to the Water Convention, and I think something I should have mentioned, but you don't have to be a party to the Water Convention to nominate a focal point. I think that's important information. So as you can see in the table, 50 out of 52 parties to the Water Convention have nominated a focal point. So there are two without at the moment, and out of the countries which are not parties to the Water Convention, there are 61 with a nominated focal point. I think it's important information. A couple of key messages, and it will be in my
next slide.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I'm moving the slide off my laptop, not on the screen. So the key messages, all countries, I think it's important to remind that all countries which are parties to the convention are requested to officially designate a focal point before the MOP10 in October. So as we saw on the last slide, there are two countries which are missing. And countries which are not parties to the convention are encouraged to officially designate a focal point by the MOP. And we saw that quite a number of them already designated a focal point. And just to mention that again, it's possible to nominate and encourage to nominate a focal point even though the country is not a party. Also important to remind that being a focal point does not have any financial implications. It's an in-kind role, and it's a very good opportunity, as we said, to communicate and also to share your country experience in the conventions platform. And also, last but not least, nominating a focal point does not imply any commitment to ratify the Water Convention. As we say, it's not a condition, and there is no implied commitment. And last slide. Again, some very few key messages. So just on the process, it's possible for countries to nominate more than one focal point. As we know, water and water issues are transversal, so there could be several focal points for the same countries. They can come from different ministries, like Ministry in Charge of Water, Foreign Affairs, and from different levels, so there could be more than one. And obviously, if a change occurs and if the people who was or who is the focal point change job, it's important to communicate it to the secretariat so that the list we shared and that you can find online on our website, the list of focal points, is up to date. This is very important. As we said, there could be several focal points, and also focal points should mobilize appropriate expertise. It's difficult to be an expert in everything, so the focal point is here to coordinate within the country and make sure that, you know, if there is a specific meeting on climate change, for example, climate change experts are sent there, or water allocation or whatever, make sure that the appropriate expertise is represented. And again, it's important for focal points when they attend water convention related activities to make sure that what they discuss is reported back to their ministries to make sure that the information is spread at national level. So I think that was the last slide. Thank you very much.